Exit 6. The big screen. A. Exercise 2. Page 46.
Star Wars. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a young filmmaker had an idea for a sci-fi film called Star Wars. George Lucas's space opera about a farm boy who becomes a hero came out in the summer of 1977, and it was a huge hit. It was more than just a blockbuster film, though. Star Wars took on a life of its own. Audiences fell in love with the adventures of Luke Skywalker, Leia Organa, Han Solo, and the terrible Darth Vader. Fans joined the queues outside cinemas to see the film again and again, and the catchphrase, "May the Force be with you," was everywhere. Audiences couldn't get enough and demanded a second film. That film, The Empire Strikes Back, is considered to be one of the best sequels ever. Return of the Jedi followed in 1983, but it was not the end. The first film's name was changed to Star Wars Episode IV: A New Hope, and more films were made. These days, we have a new Star Wars film almost every year. There are cartoons on TV, and live-action TV series are being planned. Star Wars appeared on the big screen many years ago, so why is it still popular? One reason might be the easily recognizable music by the composer John Williams. The films also have the latest special effects, amazing actors, and clever storytelling. Fans love the different planets, droids, the Jedi Knights, and the different bad guys. Star Wars is so well-liked that even celebrity guests appear in small roles. To prove that Star Wars is a big part of popular culture, there is Star Wars Day every year on the 4th of May, where fans play with the film's catchphrase and proudly say, "May the 4th be with you."